Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hate shopping for pants? You're not alone. Jack Archer's Jet Setter Tech Pants are basically the answer to every guy's closet struggles. With their customizable fit, wrinkle-free fabric sourced from Japan, and all-day comfort, these pants can take you from work to weekend without missing a beat. Seriously, these might be the only pants you'll ever need. Style them with the Jet Setter Tee, Legacy button-down shirt, or the buttery Legacy Polo sweater, and you've got timeless staples to meet your everyday wardrobe needs. Jack Archer is just better. For a limited time, get 15% off using the code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your entire order.
State Senator Jennifer Carroll Foy here, asking you to vote for my friend, Ghazala Hashmi, for Lieutenant Governor. She's a lifelong educator who's fought to expand job training. And Ghazala wrote the bill protecting Medicaid from Trump and MAGA extremists. Join me in voting for Ghazala Hashmi for Lieutenant Governor and Democrats up and down the ballot. Paid for by Workers Vote. 212-265-7000. Not authorized by any federal candidate or federal candidates committee. Workers Vote is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, away we go. Podcast, people. What's up, Al?
Oh, hi there, Jerry. So I found one of these things out. Yeah, I found out information yesterday I was not aware of. I'll see if you're aware of this. So one of the things that keeps coming up on my YouTube algorithms is people talking about healthcare costs. You know, it's like a very big thing.
Of course.
And I guess starting in the new year, at least in New Jersey, that this supposedly all these healthcare costs are going up. And I'm sure that's even if you get healthcare through your employer, maybe you have to pay a little more each month. I'm not sure yet. But I did see a lot of people complaining about how expensive it is if you have to get insurance for yourself.
Of course.
So like if people were paying, let's say $300 a month, it's now $900. Like it's gone up three
that
times.
That much?
This is what I'm seeing.
Oof.
So then I saw a lot of people saying, you know what? I'm just not going to have healthcare. And then I was thinking myself, I was like, because there will be a time when I retire and before the government healthcare kicks in.
Yeah.
Where I will have to figure out healthcare. And I'm like, yeah, this is so true. Like, you're going to pay $900 a month in case something happens. You know what I mean? Like, that's a high price for.
It's a big price. The problem is if something does happen, what happens in a case of, and I don't know the answer to this.
Yeah.
Your appendix bursts.
Yeah.
I don't know. And you don't have health insurance. You go, I know they have to take care of you.
Yes.
Are they then going to send you a bill for $80,000?
Yeah, I don't know. Because the other things I keep seeing online from videos and things is people saying that they would get like a bill and then they'd say to the hospital or whatever. Oh, I'm sorry, I don't have insurance. And then the bill is like reduced an incredible amount.
But how do you get in? I guess if you go into an ambulance, I get it. But if you just go to the hospital, like they want everything before you go in. Yes.
Yeah.
I've never gone to a hospital for anything where they haven't said, I need your insurance before you get through the door. Again, emergency room I get. But even then, when I almost killed myself with the golf ball, I'm sitting there with blood on my face waiting to see a doctor. They're like, a woman comes over with this electronic thing. Your insurance card, please. Okay.
I'm sorry, I can't see. My eyeball came out when a golf ball hit me in the face.
What would have she said if I said I don't have insurance? Would they not have treated me?
No, they would have treated you, but you would have gotten billed the non-insurance rate, which is the thing that I'm seeing as like is a more reasonable.
Right. So again, it comes back to insurance fraud.
Right. And then it's almost like that if you have and this, I could be incorrect here, but they're saying, I'm seeing people online and videos that if you don't have insurance and you tell them you don't have insurance, you get billed a different amount. If you have insurance, they're billing your insurance company this crazy amount. Your amount that you're responsible for, even with insurance, might be more than the person paying cash.
Wow. That sucks.
So you have a whole bunch of people just saying, listen, I'm in pretty good health. I don't need insurance.
And that's true. And you are in pretty good health until one day you're not. And you don't, that's the problem. You don't know when that day comes.
So then here I thought of something and then I did some research. And if I'm researching this correctly, this is what it said. Okay. So in my head, I was like, you know what? That's true. If you're in good health, you're a young person. Da, da, da. What if somebody T-bones you in a car accident? You know, you could be in great health and get T-boned in a car accident.
And you're going to the emergency room.
So I asked the Google in all things, and it said that that's covered by your car insurance.
Okay.
Which I found very interesting.
So the car insurance would pick up any physical damages or hospital bills.
Yes. And in fact, they say it works so much faster and is a cleaner, easier process.
Really?
Yeah. And so that the only time that your health care would kick in is if you go over the amount of insurance you have for being injured in your car insurance.
This is very simple then. Drop your health care insurance, and when something don't feel right, just drive your car into a wall.
I've just been in a very big accident.
Get me to the hospital.
Sir, your appendix burst. Yes, and then it made me drive right into this. Yeah, there's a good question. I'm driving along. My appendix bursts.
Yeah. And you
I
hit
crash.
A car. Right.
Do they get my do they cover my appendix bursting or no?
Why wouldn't they?
Because they'd get, I don't know. They might say, well, your appendix burst, then you got into the car accident. So we can cover your injured arm from the car accident, but your appendix burst prior to your car crash.
There are not many things, and I mean this, there are not many things that I think should be universal. I don't. I think it is supply and demand. I think people that make more money should be able to do more than people that don't. But to me, it's like, I've always believed this, the same way you think this with airline flying. Like a ticket from Newark to LA should be the same goddamn price no matter when you buy it. You know what it costs to go there. Let's not change it because of demand and all that. Okay. To me, you need heart surgery. Here's what it costs. This is what, you know, removing kidney stones costs.
Yeah.
There should not be this big game of, and the insurance. And if you did that, maybe you don't have all this nonsense going on with the insurance companies and whether they're doctors or hospitals or patients or, you know, consumers that are jerking around filing false claims. I don't know. Maybe that puts an end to it a little bit.
Yeah.
But everything should cost the same across the board, I think.
Yeah. So if you're somebody that doesn't have health insurance, I would make sure just that your car insurance, that you have enough coverage.
Correct.
I forget what it's called.
Which could skyrocket your car insurance too, to a certain degree. I wouldn't say sky, but increase it.
It'll increase it, but it's not going to be, it's not going to increase it to the point of what your health insurance
right.
would cost.
Well, the question would be, what about your family though?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, that's a good question.
You know?
Yeah, so anybody, yeah, I mean, it would have to be, it's really, essentially, you have no health insurance unless you get into a car
Correct.
Accident.
Right.
That's weird.
Whole thing's weird.
I can't believe we're the greatest country in America, as you
and
might say,
it's
Jerry.
And it's a bleep show.
And we
with
have
healthcare.
The worst healthcare.
Yes, we do.
Like as far as like what things cost and why they charge this and what gets
and not
covered.
Only do we have the worst healthcare, we have the worst food, which puts more of us to see the doctors in the hospitals.
Yes,
and it's awful. It really is. My primary doctor, who I had for at least 15 years. He retired. It was right before the pandemic. So the pandemic had nothing to do with it. I think it was 18 he retired. And 61, I think. And still was a very good doctor. I loved it. I thought he was great. And I remember calling to make an appointment. And I got like an answering machine. And I looked it up. Is how I found out. And my aunt had known because she works at a hospital. She said he retired because he was tired of dealing with the insurance companies and patients and all the bull crap surrounding payment. And he was fine. He'd been doing it for 35 years. He just retired. He's like, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah, some of the other doctors, I had gone to an endocrinologist mm-hmm. a couple years ago. And then a year or two later, I guess because I was on her email list.
Right.
She had sent an email that said, hey, because I don't want to be dealing with all this insurance, and in order to make a decent living to cover my insurance as far as like malpractice and all that stuff, I have to see, you know, the doctors are required to see so many patients in a day that you're not being able to give the proper health care to patients because you're running in and out of all the room.
Yeah.
That they went to some sort of, I forget what it's called, but where you pay a yearly membership fee to this doctor and you're one of only a certain number of patients. And then you have to pay every time you go too.
Right.
But they only see so many patients
Interesting.
A year. Concierge service, it's actually
Never
called.
Heard of that.
Yeah, and I know some doctors are moving into that in order to combat it as well.
It's tough.
Yeah, like how this is like seems so difficult to try to fix for people.
It's complicated because there's so many people in this country dealing with it.
Yeah.
You're dealing with a lot of hospitals, a lot of doctors, a lot of bad people that are looking to rip people off. So, you know, and if you're the insurance company, like on one hand, I get people being mad at the insurance companies for sure with skyrocketing rates, no doubt. But I also know they foot a huge bill every time something bad happens to someone. It's a really awful cycle that I don't know how you fix it.
It's also strange that hospitals are a for-profit endeavor
sure
business.
Are. Yeah, they
right?
are. Just like pharmaceuticals.
Yeah.
Like you would think hospitals, pharmaceuticals should be not for profit.
Yes.
You know, I don't know how, again, I don't know how you would regulate that. I don't know if that now you're putting the government in charge. I don't know. I don't love that idea either. But it shouldn't be like pharmaceutical CEOs should not make $400 million a year. I don't think. I mean, again, I'm all for making as much as you can, but at some point.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back. We're better. Let's get it.
You always thought that was funny with when you would hear about like a company's stock being terrible. Like I always remember SiriusXM just because when that was first coming out, and I remember I was younger when that, I forget when that came out, but I was like, man, I'm going to buy stock in this because this is going to be the biggest company ever. Mm-hmm. And I remember I was like radio with no commercials all over the country, anything you want.
Yep.
And I remember the stock was $35 a share. And then it got down to like, it was like a dollar.
I was going to say $3. Yeah, maybe a dollar.
$3. And then you hear like the CEO of SiriusXM made $34 million. How, if your stock is $3, how are you making $34 million?
That's a part of business. I even at this age, I'd love to go take a business class.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I don't understand the whole hedge fund thing. I don't understand CEOs paying themselves out these enormous bonuses when it looks like a company's in trouble.
Yeah, like they're cutting jobs.
Yeah.
But then the CEO made $60 million.
Yeah.
It's like, what if you took 30 of that $1 million?
And put the other 30 into the company.
Yeah.
I know. $30 million and that example. And yeah. I don't think that's a crazy example, what you just said. $30 million back into a company. If you've got employees, just for math's sake, making $100,000 a year, $30 million literally just saved 300 jobs. 300 jobs you would save. Like, wouldn't you? I don't know. I would like to think I'd be the type of person that would like to fly in on the, you know, ride in on the white horse and save 300 jobs.
Yes.
While still making a king's ransom, for Christ's sake.
It's also weird, too, when companies do layoffs and things and they get the lower rung. I'm always like, how many, like, is that really saving that much money as opposed to
the big money?
What
people.
Is the CEO making or the next level down and try to cut those to a more reasonable amount?
Well, the problem is those people you're talking about are usually the ones that are making the cuts.
Yeah.
They're going to cut themselves.
I wouldn't cut myself.
And I'm sure they deem the lower income earning employees as replaceable and not all that necessary.
Yeah.
When in some cases, they're really important.
Oh, they're necessary,
but the person sitting in their ivory tower that doesn't see what the guy does day to day has no idea. No idea what they're getting rid of.
Yeah. And I was thinking too, like if you have no insurance, like if you decide, you know what, I'm going to roll the dice here, have no insurance. You got to like... If people be like, oh, you want to play pickleball? I'd be like, no, I do not. Because do I want to go to the gym? What if a weight falls on my head?
And so now you're going to start thinking too much.
Yes.
And now you don't do anything already. Now you're really not going to. I might be surprised if you even walk your dog.
I will take him in the car, though, because if I crash, I'll be covered.
That's going to be your new dog walking. The leash out the window as you're driving with Winsy next to you. Yeah. What are you doing? Health insurance.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm incorrect about that, please reach out to me.
Yeah, I don't know. On Twitter, I honestly have no idea.
Or Instagram. I'd love to know because I put it through the different, I put it through Grok and I think even Google. And I even said New Jersey auto insurance. And they said, no, the kicks in.
It's one of the good things about, I know I've heard from a few people I know that work at Amazon. And it's hard work. I do believe it's not an easy place to go work. But they do pay reasonably well for, you know, a job that you can get relatively quickly that I believe gives you insurance from day one.
Yeah.
A lot of places, you got to wait a month or two.
Sometimes three, sometimes 90 days.
Before it kicks in. I believe Amazon gives you health insurance day, like your first day on the job.
Yeah.
Which is, that's pretty impressive.
That's pretty good.
That is pretty good.
Yeah.
Even them, I read they're going to cut. Like, what the heck? Why?
I would think they need more people.
I thought I read they were going to cut 100,000 jobs or something. Now, I know it's a huge company worldwide, and maybe 100,000 jobs isn't all that much, given what they had. I don't know. But, like, why would Amazon ever cut anybody?
I don't know.
The guy is on a 400-foot yacht getting married with every A-list celebrity. He's got to cut jobs? Like, what?
Yeah.
His wife's going up in space. What the hell?
You ever wonder, like, when you order something on Amazon and it says, let's say you come here in the morning, and at 4 a.m. you're like, oh damn, I need a cheese grater.
Okay.
And you go on there, and go, I can get there by 2 p.m. this cheese grater.
Oh yeah.
Like, I want. Where is this right now?
It's in a what do you call it?
A warehouse.
Yes.
Where though?
Well, they have tons of them off the turnpike. You see them.
But there are millions of products available on Amazon.
Yeah, so some.
How do they have a cheese grater in the warehouse closest to me?
Could be a basic product. There are a lot of products you cannot get same day.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there have been some products I haven't been. So I bought my son an iPad, which I was going to get through Amazon. I ultimately didn't. I bought it locally in a store. But I went to Amazon first, and I had this idea literally the day before his birthday, because I remember he
was like, damn, that'll be here in seconds.
Well, yeah, but I wanted it for his birthday. And oh my gosh, go to Amazon. I couldn't get it within 2 days. So that was not in a fulfillment center. That's what it's called.
Yeah.
I went locally, which was fine, but they don't have everything. But it is neat that when you get something and it's like, yeah, we could be there in 3 hours. Who's coming to my house in 3 hours that you're...
Right, with this very specific jump rope I ordered.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But I know this. If I wanted to sell the calendars on Amazon, I forget what they charge, but I could go drop off 1,000 calendars, put my product on Amazon, they take care of everything.
Yeah.
And in that case, if you're in this area, I would think that would be a same-day delivery. I would think, if you're in the New York, New Jersey area. Next day, for sure.
You know, I'm pretty sure if you order something from Apple, like an iPad,
mm-hmm.
if you order it from the Apple store, they will deliver it to you the same day.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I knew that from, I forget what I ordered.
I wound up going to my local Target for it.
Yeah. Oh, that's easy.
Brand new, all good. Yes.
Right up the road.
Right up the road.
What do they get for an iPad these days?
It's a great question. 500? I really don't remember.
$500?
I think so. I think it was $499 or $599. I don't remember.
I'm sure they have different levels as usual.
Oh, probably. Yeah. I didn't get the Wi-Fi. I'm the cellular enabled one. This is a Wi-Fi only one.
Yeah.
I know you can get better ones, but it's everything he needed, so it was perfect.
I love a new iPad. Like, I love an iPad.
And I'll tell you again, the functionality of it, the responsiveness of the iPad compared to, like, I have a Samsung tablet, which is fine. And for what I really only need it for statistics. That's why I have it, for Rutgers games. That's why I got it. But I got to tell you, man, when you're on that iPad, the way it just, it flips from page to page. You hit an app, it pops right up. My Samsung, while I love the phones, I love my watch, all good. Their tablets lack, man. They're slow. That iPad, I will continue to say, is the greatest thing I've ever seen. It really is. We had one from 5 or 6 years ago that my younger son dropped. So the screen cracked, and I think my wife was planning on reading, and she just never did. She found it. The thing had been off for 5 years. She plugged it in for poops and giggles on Sunday. She waited till it got to 100%, charged right up within a couple of hours. She put that thing on. That thing fired right up, connected to our Wi-Fi immediately, and it worked. She's like, wow, I got an iPad now.
Yeah.
I'm like, yes, you do. Go for it. Now she's going to go get the screen fixed.
Oh,
things
nice.
Great.
Yeah.
And that's from, that's one, I don't know what generation that would be, but I think I bought that one in like 17 or 18. And it was right around the pandemic. He dropped it on the deck outside.
Yeah.
And we haven't turned it on since. No problem. Still works great.
Just fire it right up.
Crazy.
Update those apps and you'd be good to go.
Yes, absolutely.
Hmm.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm going to need to get me a new iPhone soon. I'm trying to do this. I'm trying to use products now until they're almost dead.
Yeah.
Like, I really want to get my full use out of my products from here on out.
I don't blame you. Everything costs so much money, you know?
Yeah, and just the idea of it, like upgrading when you don't really need to upgrade.
For sure. And I think most people, like, you see the lines at the Apple store when a new product's coming out.
Yeah.
They probably just got the other new one a year or two ago, but they can't wait to get the next best one.
Wait, they traded in their iPhone 16 for a 17.
Right. I mean, you're really spending a lot of money for nothing. Unless they get the free upgrades, that's different.
Right, but then you're spending a lot of money to get the free upgrade. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Your monthly
That is true.
Payment is bigger because you're getting the upgrades.
Yeah, you talk about the different prices of things. So I'm going to Vegas in a couple of weeks, and so I booked my own
for work.
Yeah, I'm doing Cowboys Raiders.
Oh, nice.
And so yeah, I got the flight and everything to upgrade for first class going out there. $1,600 coming home, $280.
What?
How does that make any sense?
Makes no sense.
So strange, right?
Yeah.
So we upgraded that thing coming home and not going out there.
Would you rather, let's say you're going on vacation with the family.
Yep.
And you guys are like really looking forward to this vacation. It's going to be cool. You're going on an island somewhere. And you could upgrade the first class going on vacation or coming home. And it's equal, but you can only do one. Which is the better one?
I think going there.
Yeah.
I think going there, there's just some, like even when we upgraded the first class going to Arizona a few years ago for the Super Bowl, there's something about starting your trip in style and comfort, and there's no headache or hassle.
Yes.
You know you're going to get on your seats there. You don't have to worry about overheads. Like everything's just easier. So I would say going there, but I think you can't go wrong either way because I could make the case that you're exhausted coming back and you don't want to deal with people.
Yeah.
So I could make either case, but I would choose going there.
You're right.
Kick off the vacation in
style. I think going there is right. You get a drink.
There's nice food, drink. Everything. Yeah. Question for you. I saw Andrew Marchand put this out on social media, and he poo-pooed it. And you know what? I'm good for him. The headline, I don't know who he was doing the podcast with, but the headline was, should we be praising Kevin Burkhardt for, you know, working the World Series night and then doing the Lions-Vikings game on Sunday? And he made the same point you made. He's like, people are making a big deal about this. Like Carissa Thompson was, hey, can you believe our boys in Detroit today? He didn't get to Detroit till 3 a.m. Like Andrew, like, he took a private plane. He landed, had a car service to his hotel, had plenty of sleep. Someone, he didn't say all this, but you get the point. Like, all right, so he goes, the rest of the world works 6 days a week.
Yeah.
So he worked one night and was there doing a football game the next day. Like, why are we making a big deal of this? And I'm saying, as someone that has been in, you know, Minnesota at 10 p.m. on a Tuesday night and been sitting here with you at 5 a.m., 7 hours. I'm like, good for Andrew.
Yeah.
That's right.
And I'm sure Kevin would see it that way, too.
I completely agree. You know, Kevin ain't looking for the attention.
No. He came up through the radio ranks. Yes. He's probably just happy he doesn't have to expense it, put out the money himself first.
Very modest guy. Like, he's a great dude. But I thought that was interesting that was a topic for him.
That's a good one.
That was a good
one. I like it. All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up program. Now, we'll be back here tomorrow at 5 a.m. on a Wednesday.
Yeah. And you can do your fraudulent five tomorrow?
Yes. Oh.
Cowboys are off that team.
The list has changed.
Cowboys and Giants off the list.
The list has changed, Jerry.
It had to have.
Oh, it's changed. I just hope I could find five teams I'm interested in.
I'll find you five teams.
Until then, we'll see you tomorrow. Mm. So!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.